It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey. Welcome to A Little Dose of Health and Happiness. Today, we are going to hear a holiday song from Blessing Offer of The Voice. Blessing, that is his real name, has special ties to Westchester and the Hudson Valley. Stick around to find out more. Michael Muldoon transforms himself into Charles Dickens this holiday season to share the story of A Christmas Carol in a one-man show that winds its way through Lyndhurst Castle in Tarrytown. We'll hear a piece of that. Plus, Marcy Niffen tells us what happens when we don't get enough sleep. Lisa Kay stokes our intuition. And Pamela Cuccinell looks at the stars for the week ahead. First, Jack Osborne joins us. Jack, the famous son of Ozzy and Sharon and brother to Kelly, is a young dad, and he has MS. You don't know Jack About MS is the website he'd like you to visit to learn more, and I have a lot to learn. Jack, how old were you when you found out you had muscular dystrophy?
I think 26 when I got diagnosed with MS.
I've never heard of anyone 26 years old having MS.
You know, it's funny that's a big kind of misconception about the disease, is that everyone thinks you get diagnosed when you're in your 40s and older and you know, what have you. But, you know, the more people that are aware of the symptoms, the more people are going to the doctor to say, you know, whereas before they just, people think, oh, it's something else, and they don't go to the doctor for years and years, and then they get diagnosed.
What are the symptoms? What were you experiencing?
So I experienced something called optic neuritis, which is inflammation of my optic nerve, which essentially causes me to go blind in my right eye. But 18 months prior to that, my legs went numb for about 3 months, and I was just like, oh, I've slipped a disc, I'm not going to the doctor. And then when I couldn't see, I was like, okay, I'm going to the doctor, this is weird, and then ta-da, MS.
Wow. Now, has the sight come back, or is this something you have to live with?
It did come back. I don't have any dark spots, but it's kind of like, I like to say my left eye is like 4K super high definition, mm-hmm. and my right eye is like an SD television from the 80s.
Okay. Jack Osborne, the guest, educating us. What else do we need to know about MS?
Well, you know, I have this online campaign, which is, you don't know, jackaboutms.com. You know, it serves as the whole purpose of it is to be used as a tool to help people, not only to help educate people who have just been diagnosed, but family members and friends and, you know, what have you, just to help them kind of understand what the disease actually is and how it does or does not affect your life.
And what is it? Is it the immune system attacking itself?
Yeah, so what it is, it's an autoimmune disease, which causes your body to attack the nerve endings. And there's a process called demyelinization. Demyelinization essentially strips away this kind of fatty tissue which protects our nerves. Think of like an electrical wire. You have the rubber coating around which protects the wires on the inside. Well, it strips away that protective layer and starts eating away at the nerves. And then the nerves scar over and they stop kind of functioning. It's kind of like a brick in the middle of a train track. It kind of slows down the train quite some.
Right. I remember myelin from science class, so that's what it is. And you have relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. What does that mean?
So relapsing remitting MS is a type of MS that will flare up, meaning that, you know, I'll kind of have some kind of an attack on a nerve, and then it subsides. Now, kind of judging from my experience, you know, I was 18 months between flare-ups without treatment. Now I'm going 2.5 years without a significant flare-up, so, you know, seems like whatever I'm doing is working so far. So
good.
I'm kind of pleased about that.
Yeah, you're a busy guy. You're a daddy, right?
I am a daddy, yes.
So we can't have daddy feeling less than best. You know, we need piggyback rides and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm... And honestly, the timing of kind of my daughter was born, and then 3 weeks later I got diagnosed. Like, the timing of everything, although it kind of sucked at the time, it was a bit of a blessing in disguise, because it stopped me from kind of focusing so much on myself, because I had a newborn baby and me and my wife were so focused on kind of keeping her on track.
Right. All right, so what do you want folks to do? Head over to the website?
Yeah, go to youdontknowjackaboutms.com. You know, like I said, the videos are on the site, and there's tons of information, you know, and it's just a great resource that we're continuing, you know, we constantly are updating and getting new content out there. So, you know, I highly recommend people going to check out.
And have you changed your diet at all?
I've done, you know, a few changes now. Granted, them. You know, diet is a daily reprieve, if you will. But it's I've tried to cut out quite a lot of trying to a lean not so much sodium, try and have remove a lot of fats from diet, because a lot of studies are showing that kind of a low fat, low sodium diet is really beneficial to people with MS.
All right, Jack Osborne, mom, dad, sis, how's everybody doing?
Everyone is doing very well. Everyone is busy, happy, and everyone's trucking along.
Good. We wish you good health with your wonderful family, and thanks again for educating us. Give us the website one more time.
Website is youdontknowjackaboutms.com.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration.
Michael Weiser wasn't surprised that Hudson Valley Hospital Center won a prestigious Press Ganey Award for the fourth time in recent years.
The doctors at the Hudson Valley Hospital Center saved my life.
Neither was George Ondek.
They helped save my wife's life.
After winning the organization's Success Story Award for employee satisfaction in 2006 and patient satisfaction in 2012 and 2013, Hudson Valley Hospital Center has now won the 2014 Guardian of Excellence Award for clinical excellence. To qualify, medical and employee staff had to receive scores higher than 95% of hospitals nationwide. Fewer than 5% of the 10,000 Press Ganey healthcare facility members reach this threshold and maintain it for the one-year reporting period. But the win didn't surprise Rabbi Herschel Jaffe either.
They have saved my life more than one time. I'm so thankful.
Just another example of why Hudson Valley Hospital Center is a better place to get better. Learn more at hvhc.org.
While you're celebrating the holidays with family and friends this year, a lot of people throughout the Hudson Valley will be depending on local food pantries and soup kitchens to feed their families. The Food Bank of the Hudson Valley has a critical need for volunteers to sort food at their warehouses. Whether you're an individual or a family or a group, you could make a difference. They have thousands of pounds of food in their warehouses that need to be sorted for shipping. Help neighbors in need, not just this holiday season, but all year long. Find out about the Food Bank of the Hudson Valley by calling Troy Martin at 845-534-5344 or visit foodbankofthehudsonvalley.org.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinelle offering you the astrology forecast for the week. This weekend is primed for quick-witted banter and exciting concepts. The Gemini full moon reveals the trick is to determine where to put your focus. There is an opportunity for self-revelation, as well as one to unearth the stumbling block in a relationship. Look for a doorway of consciousness to open, no matter how slim. On Sunday, pay attention to what is expected and be aware that someone may fall short of those expectations. It may be challenging to sidestep an argument, but it is worth keeping perspective. Monday may signal confrontations. It doesn't have to be a wild ride. You decide how tightly you need to hold on to the situation. Jupiter goes retrograde, which begins a four-month period of possible delays in investments or risks. You can read more about this retrograde on my blog. Put your heart in your work on Tuesday when a decision for long-term satisfaction may be at the cost of a short-term pleasure. Wednesday brings in Venus in Capricorn to emphasize hard work and training. Take advantage of the good rapport and opportunity available on Thursday. Step up to meet the requirements. If the night deserves a party dress, just remember to get a good night's sleep. Astrology is an ancient timing tool that has only gained relevance in our electronic age. Look to my website at insightoasis.com for more in-depth daily forecasts. This is Pamela Cuccinelle. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
Read Pamela's monthly forecast in Natural Awakenings magazine. And in this month's Natural Awakenings, you'll also see my ad for Shine On Reiki. I have a new practice in Cold Spring, and I will don my Reiki and radio hats for a special day in January, January 11th, 2015. Join me for A Day for Women. It's in Croton, and I will be joined by Glasshouse Retreat blogger Maggie Pinkway and motivational speaker Dimitri Vasiliadis. A Day for Women will empower all of us to make the best of the new year, and you can find out more at glasshouseretreat.com. A Day for Women, January 11th, the perfect gift for your girlfriend or wife. And no, I really don't have a Reiki or a radio hat, but I hope you'll join me. Ask your intuition if that sounds right for you. Lisa Kay teaches intuition classes online, and she has a tip for us here.
Hi, this is Lisa Kay, and here's an intuition exercise you can use to build your intuition. Most people wait for their intuition to pop up a random message for them, but what they don't realize is that you can make your intuition happen when you want by simply asking a question. Your thinking mind and your intuitive mind will always answer, and that is the key, is to ask this question. So what you want to do is to quiet your thinking mind and just listen to your intuitive mind to get an intuitive message. So here's an exercise to help you just listen to your intuitive mind. You start by asking your intuition a simple question, and the question has to be where you have no emotional attachment to the answer. Suppose you're looking for a parking space. You can ask your intuition, where is there an open parking spot? Or say you're in the doctor's office waiting to go in. You can ask, what time will I be called in? And then be open to the answer and see what pops up inside you. And that can be a thought, a feeling, a word, or an image. Don't worry about what kind of answer you'll receive. Just see what happens. And remember, this is just practice. So ask a question and allow your intuition to answer. So that's your intuition exercise. Go and try it. If you'd like to learn more about intuition, you can go to my website at intuitiononly.com. This is Lisa Kay.
This holiday shopping season, make sure to give your loved ones exactly what they asked for. Counterfeits are all over the market. One third of consumers have been tricked into buying low-quality imposter goods online, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Global Brand Council. You can protect yourself from dangerous fakes. First, always trust your instincts. If a deal is too good to be true, it probably is. Scrutinize labels and packaging. Missing safety seals could be a sign of a fraudulent product. When shopping online, make sure the seller has a physical address on its website and look for the lock symbol on your internet browser to ensure that your transaction is secure. To learn more about how to protect yourself from counterfeits, visit globalbrandcouncil.com. That's globalbrandcouncil.com. This public service announcement is brought to you by the Global Brand Council and this station.
You're listening to Casey on the Radio. Fun and inspiration. Find out more at caseyontheradio.com.
Did you know sleep deprivation has serious consequences for physical and mental health? Often when we're busy, the first way we find more time to work is to sleep less. This mistake costs us in alertness, performance, memory, and our ability to process information, the exact opposite of what we're looking for. Poor sleep also puts us in a poor mood, which can slide into depression. Physically, long-term sleep deprivation puts us at greater risk for heart attack, stroke, diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. Better to adjust our priorities and ask for help than gamble with our health. Having trouble doing that? A therapist can help you prioritize, better manage stress, and review good sleep hygiene. If sleep is still elusive, talk with your naturopath, homeopath, or doctor. Sleep is not a luxury. Our mental and physical health depend on it. This is Marcy Niffen, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind-Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
Try to get as much sleep as you can this holiday season so you can be wide awake for all the fun. Like Michael Muldoon transforming himself into Charles Dickens for Mr. Dickens Tells a Christmas Carol. See the one-man show weekends through December. The book, like the play, opens with the declaration of Marley's demise.
Marley was dead. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner, Scrooge. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon anything he chose to put his hand to. Old Marley was dead as a doornail. I don't mean to say that I know of my own knowledge what there is particularly dead about a doornail. I might have been inclined, myself, to regard a coffin nail as the deadest piece of ironmongery in the trade. But by popular wisdom, you will permit me to repeat emphatically that Marley was dead as a doornail.
See Mr. Dickens Tells a Christmas Carol at Lyndhurst in Tarrytown this holiday season. Visit lyndhurst.org. And if you'd like a free pair of tickets, email me at casey@whud.com. And we've got a holiday song to share with you, the very latest from Blessing Offer. Blessing is a blind singer and songwriter who found some success on The Voice. His album comes out in February, and I am most grateful to listeners for suggesting I contact Blessing and invite him on the Health and Happiness Show. Prepare yourself to fall in love with a wonderful voice that sings from a beautiful heart and soul. I am so happy to meet you, Blessing.
Likewise, thank you.
I can't tell you. You know, I always get the best ideas from my listeners, and quite a few people have said to me, you should have Blessing Offer on your show.
Really?
Yeah, and finally I was like, okay, I'll do that. Do you have ties to the Hudson Valley?
You know what? I don't know if you are familiar with a little organization called Guiding Eyes.
Yes, I am.
I get my dogs from them. And so we do a lot of fundraisers up there. And, I mean, I grew up in Connecticut and live in New York City at the moment. And so Westchester and Hudson Valley at large is kind of a place I find myself more often than not.
So you are Blessing Offer. And you are 24 years old?
25
now. Okay. And you have a Guiding Eyes dog from Guiding Eyes in Yorktown. Now, and you were on The Voice. You're a very talented singer. I was just listening to your music, and I can't wait. In a few minutes, we're going to share some with with our listeners. Yeah. And how did you come to be on The Voice?
I got on The Voice, funnily enough, the first time around. I did the stadium audition, the big cattle call, as they call it. I just decided I didn't really want to do it. It's a lot of going back for more auditions, and I was like, you know what, I'm okay. And then the second time, I kind of got the opportunity to skip a lot of the process via a friend, a connection.
Oh yeah.
And so I thought, okay, this won't hurt anything. And I did it, and it didn't hurt anything, so I'm very pleased. You know, some people go on The Voice because they think it's like a last resort, and some people go on because they think it's a ticket to a career, and I wanted to not make either of those mistakes and go on because it was the right thing to do for where I was. And that first time, I didn't feel like it was the right thing to do yet.
Okay, gotcha. So much to talk about. Is Blessing Offer really your name?
Legitimately my actual name, yes.
Wow, tell me about your parents.
Well, I was born in Nigeria, so we all have kind of unique names. It's a lot more unique in America, I think.
Yeah.
But I came here when I was 6, which is why there's probably little to no accent.
No, I don't hear Nigeria.
I know. Yeah, grew up in Connecticut. And here we are, and then went on The Voice.
You know, I don't want to be insensitive, and it's an odd question to ask, but when did you lose your sight?
Oh, that's not insensitive at all. So I was born blind in my left eye, and I lost the vision in my right eye right around when I was 10. There was a little accident with a water gun, and it detached my retina.
Blessing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that strikes me odd that you'd be born blind in one eye, and at 10, lose the sight in your other eye? Were you born with a weakness in the other eye?
Well, it was congenital glaucoma in both eyes, but the left one obviously was way more further progressed than the right one. And then the accident in the right one kind of just was more than the little eye could handle, you know.
A water gun?
Yeah. I'm a cautionary tale for all parents. Oh, they go, you're going to, did you know Blessing? He got his eye shot out with a water gun.
Oh my gosh. So was this a childhood thing with friends, obviously?
Yeah, it was totally just one of those, like, you know, no hard feelings, no one meant to do anything. You're just, you know, kidding around. And then as fate sometimes has it, something happens that was totally unexpected.
Do you know, where is that person today?
You know what, I'm not positive, but I sure hope they're doing well.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you are. Blessing Offer is our guest. He is a talented singer, songwriter. When I listen to your voice...
Oh, boy.
What I thought, oh gosh, how old is he? I don't know. 40?
Oh no.
Yeah, you have such a mature voice. There's everything in your voice says, I've been here a very long time and I get stuff.
I get, you know what? Can I use that? I'm going to use that as my slogan.
Yes, you can.
I've been here a long time and I get things.
Yeah. You feel like an old soul to me. You know?
You know, we like that in the studio when we're making this record that comes out on February 10th. It's called Roots. Mm-hmm. And we're just in the mixing process. And what my producer, Mark, and I wanted to do was evoke Bill Withers and James Taylor and Lionel Richie, yet still make it sound 2015. You know what I mean? So that was our goal. So, you know, just because I feel like those guys, and maybe that time was so special. You know, there's so much being said by those guys. They had so much, you know, they were making pop music, but they were talking about deeper things.
Really, such as?
I mean, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, you had the civil rights movement, you had Vietnam, you had just so much social revolution and unrest, and, you know, South Africa, apartheid, you know. I feel like the world or art and the world kind of joined in that moment to do something that I feel like isn't being done today. With all due respect to all my contemporaries, I just feel like we haven't found. There's no big transcendent issue that we can all sing about, or there is, and we're just not doing it. I don't even know what it is.
Or maybe Bono's doing it by himself.
Ha! And right. Putting it all on our iPhones.
Right. Yeah, but you know, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. But during that time, people were singing about a message, and it was sort of a unified message, like, look
right.
What's going on in our world. But that
right.
was decades before you were born, bless you.
I know. I don't know what it is. I think for better or worse, my life experience has given me a sense of maybe the greater possibility of us all, and really just how the little things tend to divide us and we forget about the big things that should bring us together. And
right.
I just really, I miss that stuff. When I listen to a Lionel Richie tune or James Taylor, I just think, man, I don't care if you don't like these, you know, you may not like, soul music, but James Taylor and Lionel Richie, they almost transcend genre. You know, they just talk to you as a human being. It's like human music.
Right.
And I think that's kind of my goal, is to make music that's without genre. It's almost, I don't care what you like. I just want you to listen to the words.
Right. Gotcha. Blessing Offer is our guest. We're going to hear one of his songs in just a little bit. Now, the album comes out before Valentine's Day. You have a Christmas single that's out now.
Yes.
So our listeners will hear that, and I know they're going to want to hear more once they hear this. So where can I send them?
You can send them to two places, facebook.com/blessingoffermusic, and it's OFFOR. You can send them to blessingoffer.com, OFFOR, or just Twitter and all those things. I'm pretty much everywhere. It's hard to miss.
Wonderful. What are your plans for the holiday?
You know, I'm speaking to you from Ocala, Florida, where my family is. So I'm already here.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes, nice. Ma'am.
All right. Will there be any holiday carols around the piano or anything like that?
Oh, that's what I do. So most definitely.
Thank you so much. Anything else our listeners need to know?
Keep track of what we're up to. I think the music is going to be really special. We have essentially singles coming out. We have a Valentine's Day song before the record's released, and I just look forward to getting to know all your listeners, hopefully.
Will you come back in February and share some more with us?
I would love to, absolutely.
I remember when the Christmas tree was so much taller than me. I remember when the snow outside was a mountain I could never climb. And I remember thinking, hopefully, Santa Claus did not forget about little old me. Little old me. Like a child, loving the sea like a child. Keep on believing like a child that miracles happen if you just imagine like a child. And my heart is tender like a child. I will surrender like a child. For born to us both meek and mild was a child. I remember going caroling and never knowing all the words to sing. And I remember the smell of a fireplace in the air everywhere around the holiday. I remember thinking, why can't we
just be this nice all the time, all the time, like a child, loving the season like a child. Keep on believing like a child that miracles happen if you just imagine like a child. My heart is tender like a child, and I will surrender like a child. For born to us, both meek and mild, was a child. It's a miracle, it's a mystery, it's peace on earth. Are you listening? The angels tell you of a newborn king. Oh, it's a miracle. Don't be blind to everything beyond your eyes. All you have to do is learn to be, oh, like a child, loving the sea like a child. Keep on believing like a child that miracles happen if you just imagine like a child. My heart is tender like a child, and I will surrender like a child. For born to us, both meek and mild, like a child. My heart is tender like a child. I will surrender like a child. For born to us, both meek and mild, was a child.
So there you go. Blessing Offer, OFFOR. Find him on Facebook and at blessingoffer.com. And you know what? You can make a holiday donation to Guiding Eyes for the Blind for as little as $10 at guidingeyes.org. That's where Blessing gets his guide dogs. And Blessing will be back in February. I hope to see you next week.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.